The governing Civic Democrats held their National Congress in Prague on Saturday. The conference, which is normally viewed as a forum for debate, served more this year as a reflection upon the party's last few months in government. Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek called for more party unity, but praised the Civic Democrats for unanimously backing current President Václav Klaus in his bid to win another term. Mr. Topolánek set out to display his strong leadership at the conference, but, as Rosie Johnston reports, there could be a few cracks showing.
Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek took the opportunity to reflect upon his last 6 months in office at the Civic Democrats National Congress over the weekend. His conclusion? That he was 90% happy with his cabinet and the coalition that the Civic Democrats had formed with the Christian Democrats and the Greens. The Prime Minister made much of the fact that all of the Civic Democrats' deputies and senators had pledged their support for current President Václav Klaus in next year's presidential elections. But could this display of party unity, which Mr. Topolánek drew so much attention to, actually spell trouble for the leader of the Civic Democrats? Political analyst Jiří Pehe seems to think so.
Mr. Topolánek is really in a difficult position with regard to Mr. Klaus, because if he gets Mr. Klaus re-elected, he may be in the same kind of political danger as if he doesn't get him re-elected. If Mr. Klaus is not re-elected, then of course some people in the Civic Democratic Party will try to get rid of Mr. Topolánek because they will blame him for not doing enough to elect Mr. Klaus. On the other hand, if Mr. Klaus is elected, again, it is well known that Mr. Topolánek is not his favorite politician, and it seems to me that Mr. Topolánek will be politically in great danger.
Pressure is mounting on Mr. Topolánek to exert his influence on the Civic Democrats' coalition partners, that is, the Christian Democrats and the Greens, to back Mr. Klaus for the presidency as well. But Mr. Topolánek seems reticent to do so.
Mr. Topolánek knows that it's really counterproductive to pressure, especially the Greens and Mr. Bursík, simply because Mr. Klaus is not the kind of politician that the Greens could ever vote for. Mr. Klaus describes frequently the Greens as eco-terrorists, and he is the proponent of politics that are very alien to the Green Party. And in my opinion, it is quite clear that the Green Party, at least maybe even the Christian Democratic Party, will not vote for Mr. Klaus.
One of the loudest voices to be heard on the subject belongs to Prague Mayor Pavel Bem. I asked Mr. Pehe why he thought Mr. Bem was being so vocal.
I think that Mr. Bem basically is now prepared to take over the Civic Democratic Party, and his appeals to Mr. Topolánek to get Klaus re-elected are just part of his strategy. I think that he is preparing the ground for himself in case Mr. Klaus does not get elected. Then, of course, together with Mr. Klaus and his followers in the Civic Democratic Party, Mr. Bem would launch an attack on Mr. Topolánek.
At the Congress itself, Mr. Bem used his speech to focus on party unity and better communication with the media. But with the Prague mayor having suggested that Mr. Topolánek's cabinet could fall if Mr. Klaus is not re-elected, there could be a storm brewing.